in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the mirror store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow, and it is Monday, the 3rd of December. I'm John Stadtmiller in studio and out on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, everybody.
I can never tell when you're up.
Why is that?
Or conversely, I can never tell when you're down.
Did you have a good weekend?
Uneventful. I had some back problems going on, and I did nothing but...
rest and R&R?
Yeah. Stationary, immobile, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good. I had some... amazing, interesting conversations with people out here on Saturday. I've sat down with them for lunch, and you know, they asked me about the campaign, and you know, they all want Ron Paul to win, but they don't think he's going to he's going to be even allowed to be in the Oval Office, you know. So they're all changing their vote to somebody else. So now I'm like, wait. So I spent 2 hours on these guys, getting them to. Know, alter their thinking and said, look, put the vote down. Let's keep going. Let's keep moving. It's day by day. Keep moving and get him the support that he needs.
You know, it's the same old argument. People will not vote their conscience. They play this political game that's been planted in their head.
Right,
that
exactly.
You don't
right.
want that bad person from the other party to win. So therefore, you know, gosh, we know there's probably some other candidates that have some better ideas, but, you know, politically, you know, we're going to put up the guy that has the best chance to beat the opposition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He beats them all. I don't care who you put up against
totally.
The guy.
Right, absolutely.
And the problem, you know, I mentioned this on Friday's program, that the problem here is with Ron Paul is he's not a great orator. He's not like Slicky, who's the governor of Arkansas there? Even though, you know.
We don't want any more slick guys. We want guys to come in, do the job, and get it done.
Well, I mean, but in people's minds, here's the problem, James. In people's minds, you're trying to reinvent their perceptions. Mm-hmm. And they go with the people that are, you know, that glib, and they got the good jokes. I mean, these people are best suited at a cocktail party with a cocktail in their hand for
right.
entertainment purposes. You know
yeah,
that, and
exactly.
I know that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But the generally dumb public out there, they've been conditioned. They're mm-hmm. Hollywood. They're
that's right.
Madison
that's right.
Avenue.
That's
they're
right.
cliquey. They're water fountain roundup with the boys at work. They're
yeah.
all of these things, but they are not thinking individuals, and they are afraid to step out of the herd. They are mm-hmm. afraid to think for themselves, and God forbid they're afraid to voice their own opinions. I just want to get along to get along here.
Exactly.
You know, and the whole time, James, and the whole time, these stupid sheep are being led to the slaughter. You know,
I realize that.
You know,
that's why I spent 2 hours with these guys, because I had to do a reach around and say, listen, do you like paying this? I had to go straight for the money. So usually when you go straight with the money with people and their own individual lives, they go, oh, well, you're right. Yeah.
So it's not about the Constitution. It's not about ethics or morality. It's their pocketbook. All right.
That's right.
After the break, we'll speak to their pocketbook. All right.
Exactly.
It might be sound a little muffled, but we'll get in their wallet and talk to them. All right.
Bye.
Right. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Got a pretty savvy assessment of the debates that took place. When was that? Was that Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night.
By Blog Rolling, he entitles the piece "Ron Paul and the Seven Dwarfs." He says, "I could feel the little weasel. Or I'm sorry, the little wheels spinning in my head as I watched the Republican debate Thursday morning. It came on at 2 a.m. here." They said that they got 5,000 YouTube entries, 2,000 more for the Democratic debate, and there was the implication that this meant something. I know what it meant. A huge number of people sent in questions that had to do with Ron Paul. That's what happened. It must have been something for people scripting the event. Surely Anderson Cooper, or should we call him Anderson Vanderbilt, right, separated at birth from Paula White, knew this. It was an interesting thing to see. First, Ron Paul's question to be something from a headphone-wearing Gen X Rottweiler wanting to know about whether Ron Paul was a conspiracy nut. Dr. Paul handled that one beautifully, and then for the next 2 hours, Cooper pretty much stayed away from Ron Paul except for the opportunity to paint him as an unpatriotic loony for not supporting the dupes dying for Israel and the oil cartels. Enter John McCain, pull string and center of back. Batteries are included, by the way. They played Dr. Paul's commercial last, and they got him, got back to him with a final question in the end, which he knocked out of the park. I love the applause and the cheers that washed out from the crowd whenever he spoke. No one else got the same kind of response. They weren't able to keep his supporters out of the crowd, which was loaded, by the way, with neocon schmooze. and who were drowned out the booze whenever the Funderellas started in. Now, Ron Paul supporters can't be ID'd the way many others can. They come in all ages, sizes, and colors. Mostly Anderson kept away from Dr. Paul. Dr. Paul is a real annoyance for the sleep machine, bagmen, and dinosaurs. Every time I hear Dr. Paul speak, I'm more impressed with his passion and sincerity. He's the real deal. You may quarrel with some of his positions, but you can't quarrel with his obvious humanity, his savvy, and let's cut the BS kind of style. He stood out the way Snow White would stand out from the Seven Dwarfs. Mm-hmm. At another time, I said something to the effect that Ron Paul is sort of a man who might be made great by the power of the office. I'm convinced of that now. I do believe he would impact on the American political system in a way that no one has since JFK. He makes you want to believe him because he's saying the things you know you want to be true and because he understands priorities. Now, what did I think of the other candidates? I love his run down the hill. this is great stuff. Giuliani is a reptile, and he definitely was involved in 9/11 inside job.
Romney, he's a reptile.
Romney is a glossy magazine guy who will say whatever he thinks he has to say and doesn't actually believe anything except that he's a man. Winning is more important than serving is for him. The job isn't as important as the position. Giuliani was far more skilled at dealing with the smackdowns than he. Romney's not going to make it. Hunter and Tancredo are just glad to be contestants on the American Idol. Wave goodbye and don't let the door hit you in the butt. Fred Thompson is Mr. Folksy's charm. He's another reptile who's deep into the dark crap as the hard layer of mean beneath the surface charm. He wants to wear the Reagan suit, but Reagan he ain't. To be fair, neither was Reagan. So what about the Hunter Thompson ticket? Fred would probably bring the most entertainment factor to the position, not because he's an actor, but because he's married to Lady Macbeth. John McCain came across as the sad man in denial who just can't let his delusions go. I don't know which is more embarrassing, McCain playing up his war experience or Giuliani with a 9/11 Fandango Rudy boy is as slippery as an eel. He knew better than to mention 9/11. Didn't do any good, though. Huckabee was the most impressive, besides Paul, of course, whom we hardly saw. And I'd say he might grab the nomination. CNN seemed to sense this as well. I had to keep reminding myself that he wasn't my Uncle Mike. He's really got that Kevin Spacey thing down, and I like Kevin Spacey. Huckabee definitely gets the bigger bump of the dwarves. Now, whose idea was it to trot out the old gay general?
Ooh.
Some compassionate junior producer shut off his mic during the meltdown, the same way your relatives might tell the nurse to pull the plug. But then you just know this happened. Somebody higher up said, no, this won't look good. And so they got him another mic, and there was something wrong with that, the one he had, supposedly, and let him go on to make an incredible fool of himself. And it wasn't pretty, no, not pretty at all. The gay media caucus got their scripted moment, and oh boy, did that backfire. They ought to knock it off because about the angle anyway. Why not just bury the uniform and wear it to the clubs? Sorry, really, I just couldn't help myself. The point is, you want to be gay, and in the military, go ahead. Just don't tell anybody. Here's a clue. They really don't want to know. That's how it works, and that's all you're going to get. What's wrong with that? Now, CNN knows that they were inundated with Paul videos, and they know that Ron Paul is the people's choice of the people who are sick and tired of the Scam-a-lot. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Scam-a-lot.
Kennedy had Camelot. He's got Scam-a-lot. Right. Their numbers grow every day. And who picked the Confederate flag video? What were they thinking? By the way, you notice something? They didn't let Ron Paul respond to the Confederate flag deal. It was Mitt Romney up there. I joke you not. Mitt Romney going, oh, that's a symbol of hate. And no, I wouldn't fly the thing. And no, it's what Mr. Paul's been talking about. That's why they didn't give him an opportunity to answer the question, because the first thing out of Ron Paul's mouth would have been, the Civil War was about state rights, you idiots.
Yep, that's right.
And they weren't going to do anything with that one. All right.
No, don't even touch that.
Now, I know it was
pile alone, right?
That's right. I supposed it was supposed to mean something. It was nice to see the whole Islamic terror thing flame up after the woman in Muslim Guard made her pitch. When you think about who was actually behind 9/11, well, And then the Holy Order of the Blessed Gunthink went into action. And everything got real serious. Sweaty and cumbersome. I take my beloved shotgun, named Jesus, to bed with me every night. And then what would Jesus do? Snickers Huckabee nailed that one. I suspect the guy is a hardliner, but he had the moves, give him that. I'd catch Ron Paul looking in his notes, writing something down, generally keeping his face unreadable, and patiently waiting out this sorry affair. Afterwards, he walked purposely right off the podium. I liked that. By the way, and I don't know if anybody else noticed this, I watched that entire debate intently. I watched the body language. I watched the questions. I watched who they were. Questions were put to, and more importantly, I watched Mr. Vanderbilt during this whole deal. But I did notice Mr. Ron Paul afterwards, after this debate, after they said, okay, that's a wrap, boys, and the camera panned out, and they were doing their thing for their next show, Ron Paul didn't stand there and glad hand with each other. All the other candidates did, congratulating each other on how lousy of a job or how good of a job he did. He walked right off the podium and went out to the audience and started shaking hands. Now that...
Very interesting.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And as I said, afterwards he walked purposely off the podium. I liked that. Well, my favorite American of the founding genre is Thomas Jefferson, so there are reasons why I like Ron Paul. I never thought I'd be saying more nice things about a Republican than a Democrat. He says, I suppose all of the Democrats, I dislike John Edwards the least. I suspect he'd be a good president by comparison with what we've had. Don't bet on that. He also likes Kucinich's position, but that Shirley MacLaine connection and flying saucer sighting makes me a little uneasy. Now I've seen a flying saucer or two myself in a much more dramatic fashion.
I love this guy. He's got reptiles.
I'm telling you.
UFOs.
He covers it all. 9/11.
Mormons.
He gets 9/11.
In there.
He gets in there. And he says, I know that Israel is none too happy with Ron Paul, and that's yet another reason to love him. There are a whole lot of reasons to like Ron Paul. Not the least of these is the presence of the dwarves. He is just what America needs right now. He's just what the doctor ordered. But things being what they are, it's unlikely that enough Americans will get their heads on, out of their backsides and pick up on this. But you never know. I believe there is such a majority of Americans who are so dissatisfied and disgusted right now that Ron Paul could well have a much better opportunity for the office than anyone suspects. I don't think, as a YouTube commentator said, that they'll, being the Republicans, that is, give him the nomination. I know he said he wasn't planning on an independent candidacy. However, a lot can happen between now and whenever. And he finishes up this way. He says, it sure would be nice to see him get elected. I imagine there would be a sort of panic in the Needle Park kind of thing on the one hand and a national sigh of relief on the other. In any case, it would be just the kind of fairy tale ending that I like. Remember, whoever does get into the White House is going to find out more than they ever wanted to about 9/11. I'm sure Hillary knows, as does Rudy and probably a few others. This is the biggest thing that no one talks about, the need to transfer the power so as to guarantee that nothing gets said about what happened on that day ever. And he finishes out, just imagine.
Wow. I was at lunch with an Asian guy, a black guy, an Italian family that had been here. Totally different. All of them want Ron Paul to win, but all of them thought he wouldn't even make it. So they're like, talk to me, you know, they had other candidates they were interested in. And I said, well, wait a minute. So you're making a presumption then that he's not going to make it. And I said, you can't see the future. You got it. And then I had to use the money thing. I'm like, so how are you guys doing financially? And they, you know, were, whoa, wait, we don't want to talk about that. And then, you know, I got into their whole financial situation, their credit cards and how that really works. And they know I was right, but it took me a long time to say, no. If you're going to go vote something that you know is going to be the betterment for yourself and everybody else, that stands for something higher. And it took me a while, but then they all agreed and everybody was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, these guys, it took me about 2 hours. And then after that, there were some arguments, but all of them are like, yeah, we don't like the money system and we need it better and everything else.
Well, but you see the sickness going on here. You can notice the sickness by the symptoms. They want to cast a vote, not for the person that they want to win, but the person they're trying to keep out. That's the sickness. All right,
yeah,
we'll take a break here. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I'm reading one of my favorite newspapers, James, the Austin Un-American Statesman.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, they call themselves the Austin American Statesman. I just call them the Un-American Statesman. Mm-hmm. And in their insight section, they carry a story from the Boston Globe by a guy by the name of Drake Bennett. And here is the picture. Here's a three-quarter picture of the backside of a suit-wearing individual carrying a briefcase, and on the briefcase, it's got NAU, and the A, of course, being the pyramid with the all-seeing eye. Title of the story, A New Order for the Ages? Growing paranoia about North American Union might be a reflection of the nation's deepest fears. And they go through all conspiracy theories, world puppeteers,
Yeah.
As global anxiety, the union roots run deep, global government and the elites who secretly sell out their own citizenry have long been staples of conspiracy theories.
Oh, man.
I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? We hit them, and we hit them hard. And I wish to keep hitting them and hitting them even harder, because this is a damage control piece. And the fact that the Austin Un-American Statesman brought this up and put it in a actually, they gave it a... Well, this is a full one-pager. I don't have time to get into this so-called conspiracy of the North American Union, but it is exactly the same blueprint that they used for the European Union. And that was, oh, it's just one of trade. Do we want to just make it better and easier for us to trade with each other?
Right.
You know, we got to have one set of laws.
That whole propaganda nonsense.
Yeah. We got to have, one currency. We've got to have a bunch of different things. But don't worry, it's not world government. Now, the designers and the creators of this, you read their own writings. You read their own words. You read how their influence is brought into these groups, and then they go out and extol the virtues of, well, they don't call it world government. They just call it the world economy.
Yeah, right.
Controlled by whom? Oh, that's right.
Them.
Them.
Them till the end of time, hopefully.
Who be them? Well, them's that create the rules of the game, that create the money. That's them.
That's right.
And who is sitting at the top of this pyramid? Well, there's not too much room on this capstone. No. But who sits at the top of this are government, corporations, let's not forget, least of which, and most importantly, the money masters.
Yeah, the international bankers.
There you go.
The whole thing.
And
so, yeah. So wait, I want the international bankers. This is an interesting thing because I don't want to forget it. I was in San Diego. A good friend of mine I met is a psychologist who listened to the show, and I was explaining to him the problem with the public, and I explained how, you know, when you explain to them the banking issue, how it works individually with them, why they won't make a change when they're given the truth and they're proven the truth, why they don't change. And I said, is there anything in the DSM form of your psychiatric manual that you would say this is? Because it's a real condition. I can tell you that because I've dealt with thousands and thousands of people that are like, bah, stuck there. And I said, what is that? And he goes, well, it's not a formal name in the DSM-4 psychiatric manual, but he goes, it's called learned helplessness. And he told me, explained the whole thing. And I said, you know, I want you to send in me your statement explaining what this is and how it works. But again, like you and I have mentioned, it's social conditioning. Deep, deep, deep social conditioning. So much so that people have been conditioned to think that they need to be assisted at all times, and they're not self-sufficient, and they cannot think for themselves. And when the door is open or the cage is open to exit, they don't.
Won't.
They stay.
That's right.
That's right.
Because that's what they're used to. They don't like captivity, but they've been kept out of the real world and the real things that go on. They have lost the ability to cope. So therefore, their cage and their prison becomes their safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sad reality.
Yes, it is sad reality. But I told them, I said, so, you know, I have people I talk to that are in big trouble. They know they're in big trouble. I've even gone over theories on their mind of how to eliminate their credit card debt not using this way. And I said, but there is nothing you can do out there with this amount that you have proportional to your money that you make. I said, it's over for you. It's over. What's going to happen is somebody's going to come in because you can't control it, and they're going to come in and take what assets you had, which is the whole point of the thing, and take you down and get liens and whatever if you do not think of something and change it. Now I've talked to this person for like months. I'm like, what are you doing? They keep calling me, and I keep corresponding with them. They know the truth about it. They listen to the show, yet they don't do anything. That's the dilemma. But when I look at that, it's a larger, massive dilemma that covers all the United States, everybody here, about this particular financial thing and what the international bankers have done. So, everybody, you need to, if you cannot make the shift yourself, you have to imagine yourself
in a different situation where you don't have this credit card debt, you don't are not subject to all these rules and a completely insane amounts of money that they're enslaving you with. You have to make a change.
Tell you what, when we get back out of the break, I want to play you a small clip. It's only about 3-4 minutes long from Manitoba. And the damage control that was done by Bush, oh, that's right, he was up there, Prime Minister of Canada. And, well, you know, it's just a conspiracy theory.
Right.
Yeah. And they're the designers and the signers. We'll be
they're,
right.
Yeah, they're the reptiles.
there you go. They're shape-shifting as we speak. All right. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I'll give you the last 2 small paragraphs of the story before I play this clip. And this writer sums it up this way. He said, to some analysts, it's a sign of how far apprehension about globalization, see, that's what they like to call it. They don't call it the New World Order. They call it globalization.
That's
okay.
It.
Yeah, it's a nice euphemism. Whether money or people or goods has spread, it's easier to blame the North American Union or some world government than an increasingly globalized market, says Pepper Culpepper, that's his name, an associate professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. With U.S. trade projected to grow even faster in the coming years, I don't see how, the economic dislocations and the resulting anxieties are likely to increase. So while the North American Union may not exist, We surely haven't heard the last of it. Well, let's hear for some people that were at this Manitoba thing. And actually, when it took place, if I can get this doggone, it is the 39th Legislative Assembly, Province of Manitoba, Canada. It's the throne speech, they call it. And it was in November. All righty. Let me dial up the right microphone here. Okay. You ready there?
Okay. Right on. Let's hit it.
All right.
Members of the Manitoba Legislature, welcome to the second session of the 39th Legislative Assembly of the Province of Manitoba. In addition, Manitoba has been working with the Canadian government and state governments in the U.S. to protect and enhance our access to key trade markets. In response to U.S. border security measures, Manitoba will begin offering an enhanced driver's license as an affordable and secure form of identification for travelers. The new license will be available in the fall of 2008. Manitoba is also taking a major role in the development of a mid-continent trade corridor, connecting our northern port of Churchill with trade markets throughout the central U.S. and Mexico. To advance the concept, an alliance has been built with business leaders and state and city governments spanning the entire length of the corridor. When fully developed, the trade route will incorporate an inland port in Winnipeg with pre-clearance for international shipping.
Mid-continent trade corridor? No, I thought that was just a conspiracy theory. Hold on.
Yeah.
Here's the question.
Leaders meet here. There are a growing number of people in each of your countries who have expressed concern about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. This is addressed to all three of you. Can you say today that this is not a prelude to a North American Union, similar to a European Union? Are there plans to build some kind of superhighway connecting all three countries? And do you believe all of these theories about a possible erosion of national identity stem from a lack of transparency from this partnership?
Thank you for...
Well, let me begin. I guess I've read some things from my opposition in Canada. I'm not sure these are generally expressed concerns, but a couple of my opposition leaders have speculated on massive water diversions and superhighways to the continent, maybe interplanetary, I'm not sure as well.
Interesting.
Hang on a second.
And
here's George.
I'm amused by some of the speculation, some of the old, you call them political scare tactics. If you've been in politics as long as I have, you get used to that kind of technique, where you lay out a conspiracy and then force people to try to prove it doesn't exist. And that's just the way some people operate. And so I appreciate that question. I'm amused by the difference between what actually takes place in the meetings and what some are trying to, you know, say takes place. It's quite comical, actually.
We're not laughing, George.
Between,
yeah, I'm not laughing.
Reality. And what some people are talking on TV about.
It's just speculation. Conspiracy,
George.
Speculation.
Manitoba is also taking a major role in the development of a mid-continent trade corridor.
Maybe interplanetary, I'm not sure.
Connecting our northern port of Churchill with trade markets throughout the central U.S. and Mexico.
Speculation.
An alliance has been built with business leaders and state and city governments spanning the entire length of the corridor.
Conspiracy.
When fully developed, the trade route will incorporate an inland port in Winnipeg with pre-clearance for international shipping.
Maybe interplanetary, I'm not sure.
Conspiracy.
Maybe interplanetary, I'm not sure.
It's quite comical, actually, when you realize the difference between reality and what some people are talking on TV about. Reality, and what some people are talking on TV about.
Wow.
By the way, the Manitoba.
Wow, I'm all speechless from that. I don't know if I should run for my barf bag or scream and yell or whatever it is, but that guy is, you take your medicine, shut up, and get out of our way.
By the
I can't
way,
stand that guy.
Manitoba's been working on this for some 13 years. But it, see, yeah. It's just a theory. People are suspicious. Now, you heard the way the question was asked of these three wonderful clowns. And, you know, that the problem is that we don't have enough transparency. In other words, the people don't have enough facts, so therefore we're filling in the blanks. Now, we've got this thing nailed to a T. Who's involved? Timelines, infrastructure, project analysis, due dates, the whole nine yards. But you see, when he mentioned, by the way, when Bush mentioned about television, he was specifically talking about Lou Dobbs on CNN. Because
right.
of anybody, and the rest of them will make jokes. A lot of people are enamored with these political comedy shows.
Right.
I don't find anything even remotely funny about this stuff. But they treat it as, you know, as a joke.
Content.
It's
content filler, and they get on the Jon Stewart show, and they do these things.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk about – I mean, I'm telling you right now, before any of those guests are booked on there, they're screened. They know what they're going to be asked.
Oh.
They know why they're there. It's been arranged. It's all a show. It's show business, people. And though they do talk about the subject matter, you're exactly right, John. It's totally distilled, and it's not put up for – you know, serious, hardcore intervention, I would say, to correct things.
Well, the province, by the way, of Manitoba is the city of Winnipeg, as well as the Winnipeg Airport Authority. They're part and parcel of it. And let me see what else is here. I jumped ahead here. A nonprofit organization dedicated to developing a multimodal transportation corridor within the continent, and the province of Manitoba, and as I said, the airport itself, they've been working on this project for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And these leaders are lying to us, and they need to be held accountable for these treasonous acts.
They're misleading. Yeah. Misleaders.
Oh, misleaders, absolutely. Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, I mean, what I just heard you guys talk about, these people are just ridiculous in the way they're handling this. But if we know all the, my whole thing is if we know everyone involved in this trans corridor and this union, New World Order, why don't we just go get the top people, get rid of them, and have them do like they did in the Masons' time, and all these people left to another country. If we know who's involved in this, why don't we just go get these people and move them out of power, you know, go for the straight, direct people, forget the president, we all know he's not in charge, go after the direct people who's in charge, so they'll hightail it and run to another country and get them out of the U.S. I just don't see...
Well, and that's a good question, John. You got any suggestions?
Nobody believes it. Yeah. Nobody believes it. That's why.
Oh,
not enough. If they really believed it, they would already be doing that.
Look, the problem is up in Canada, the citizenry in Canada is well aware of this problem, and they're against it. Now, you heard the Prime Minister of Canada say that, well, a few of my colleagues are making objections. No, yeah. It's almost the entire Canadian population that's doing this. The problem is, John, is the same. Let's scale this down. Instead of talking about a country, let's talk about a state. Or here in Texas, it's the Republic of Texas, still a republic.
Right.
But we've got Ricky Perry in there that is doing the exact thing. How do we get this guy out of office? How do we do this when the paper that I was quoting out here, the Austin Un-American Statesman, will not take an objective view of what's going on? How can we do this when even the state Texas legislature looked at the Trans-Texas Corridor deal and, well, made up some little inane thing and then sent it to Perry for signature and Perry declined it? Where is our state legislature that's supposed to represent the views and the wishes of the public here? Where are they? You're talking about a political problem. The problem is one of political in origin, John. But where is the political solution to this? John?
I have no... You're right. I see where you're going politically. But as I look back in world history and I see how they got rid of the Masons all through Europe, they pretty much ran them out, went down, killing them, getting them out of office, just basically throwing them out of office. So I mean...
Well, I'll tell you, John, I'll tell you what. You and I have about 2 hours and 15 minutes for the next program. I think we can probably do this. You meet me outside of the state capitol, and you and I will go in to Rick Perry's office. We'll physically pick him up and throw him out. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
I want your wife to arrange for bail, but I don't think there's going to be bail on this one.
Yeah.
There won't be any bail on it, but because I know the political way is the right way to do it, but I just don't see it happening without, because they're not afraid of us politically because they have all the power politically.
Yeah, that's right. They have all the money. They have the business interests. They have the politicians in their back pocket. They've been selling the American people down the river. John, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard one politician apologize because he was wrong with giving the most favored nation status to China for trade?
Heck no.
Well, of course not.
I just want to go take them out and just drag them along the street and put them out in the street with everyone else and let them beg for food and see how they like it.
Well, but here's my point, John. You come up with a way of doing it. I'll certainly promote it, and then let's get it done.
Yeah, I'll back you up, too.
Yeah.
Well, good. I need more people to back me up on that. I mean, I've been talking about doing certain things. I just don't know how to politically do it, first of all. If there was a way, I would love to do it. I just don't know how it's going to happen.
Well, John,
with everyone asleep.
Do you know what I think is going to happen here, especially speaking of politics in 2008? I even though that Mr. Ron Paul has said this, that he's going to continue to run on a Republican platform, I think when they don't nominate him, he's going to jump ship. He's going to run as an independent. And there is a real possibility if we can monitor the vote fixing through the electronic voting machines.
Absolutely.
I think what's going to happen here is people are looking for an alternative. They've given up on the Democrats. They've certainly given up on the Republicans. They're looking for a viable solution, and we already have one. If Ron Paul drops out of the Republican Party, and that's all that it has been, laughs and boos and ripping people off, it's been a real party. But, having said that, if Ron Paul will jump out of that Republican trick bag, run himself as an independent, I think he may be looking at the next president of the United States.
I'm hearing, just quote me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing that they won't even... He won't be able to jump out of that party, and if he won't be able to, I'm not sure about this or not. I'm hearing he won't be able to jump out and run as an independent, but that's the only way. Because of course, if he runs as they're just basically giving us choices, playing games with us again mentally, right? But they already know who they want, and they're going to control it politically. You know, it's just the same old thing over and over and over again. And I'm not the most educated person because I've just been woken up like 6 months ago, but I'm so disgusted with it all that I've been led down a fake road for my whole 30 years, and I just want to do something now, you know?
Well, but keep something in mind, that this just didn't happen, you know,
right.
And I've said this before, that all of what has transpired to this country, and most of it not good, it didn't happen overnight, and the solutions are not going to be there overnight. What we do need is staunch people in key positions to pull their head out of the dark, dank place they've had it buried in, and to actually come out and start speaking out against the globalization, start speaking out against the Federal Reserve. My God, we're looking at the wishes of the money masters here and the position that we're in right now.
Have the courage to do it and keep doing it.
Yeah, and business leaders. You know, they have to come out and start talking about this. The common man on the street, the editorial newspaper writers. And you know what?
Nobody, I don't see anything on TV ever talking about the Federal Reserve and the whole thing ever.
Never.
Ever.
And you know what? And so what? If an editorial writer for a newspaper comes out and tells the truth and the next day he's fired, would I want to keep going back to the trough and dipping my little ladle into a trough of absolute crap? No. No more than I would want to spread that crap and lies onto everybody else. So people are going to have a choice of conscience here to keep going along, to get along, to collect their paycheck, or to realize where the inevitabilities of all this and where it's going and pulling the plug on it right now while we still have a chance of beating it.
Absolutely.
I got to talk on the phone.
At any rate, John, thanks for your call.
Thanks, thank
John.
You very much.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. 6 months, huh?
Wow.
I've been around doing this for 14 years.
Six months is a newbie. Real newbie.
6 months is a good start.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'm wondering if that guy was, if he understands the real mechanics of the financial situation, you know?
Well, he's learning. If he's listening, he's learning.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
And you know, I wanted to get around to the point. We were running short of time. We were coming up on a break, but I wanted to get around to the point with him. You know, how did you feel about this? Once that everything you've been told or led to believe, or have just left
it. Well, he's angry. You can feel it. He's angry. He's gone through the phase of now he's starting to believe and he's putting the pieces together. And now the reaction for a guy at that age, you know, knowing that everything that he thought was true has now been dismantled. And now he's trying to put the pieces back together and make sense of it. And it's a betrayal of the trust. It's betrayal financially. It's betrayal of his life. Financially, specifically, and I always go back to the money because that's the currency, the electricity that ties everybody together in this mess. And you can make changes, as we talk about on here, about that.
You know, our age difference, he's 30, I'm 54. I've been doing this as many years as there are differences in our age. And mm-hmm. and relative new people, they'll always come up with the same solution. Well, they'll look back in history and they'll look at overthrows and coups and revolutions and everything else. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, what he probably doesn't understand yet, that they've already made provisions for exactly that. They're just dying, or better still, they'd like to see us dying, right. To try to make a change politically. They're even passing laws. And by the way, folks, I want you to keep something in mind. On today's program coming up, National Intel Report, which airs on this network in 2 hours, I got Reverend Ted Pike. We're going to be talking about the Senate Bill 1959 that will shut us down from even speaking about North American Union, funny money system, illegal taxation, whatever the case may be. That is coming up in about 2 hours and 10 minutes. So at any rate, we'll take this break here, come back on the other side. Folks, I want to spend a few minutes talking about your credit card debt and how the heck to get out of it because you know what's coming. Are you happier in your cage?
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. years. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Unknowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know. So when we do the best we can, and we pull all this information together, and we then say, well, that's basically what we see as the situation. That is really only the known knowns and the known unknowns.
And guess what? He still doesn't know.
Yeah, he still doesn't know.
You know, there's a guy that often quoted as saying that, you know, here's a guy that would be a stone gas. Get him half loaded at a cocktail party. He'd be highly entertaining.
Oh, completely.
But absolutely. As, you know, Secretary of State.
Right.
You know, even Richard Pearl has come out recently and said, well, you know, this whole Iraq deal, you know, that was illegal and unconstitutional. Excuse me? He said, what? Here's one of the designers of going into the Middle East, and he comes out and says, well, it was just international law that got in our way, and basically we ignored it. But, yeah, it was illegal, according to U.S. law.
And gets away with it, right. Yeah.
So
far, anyway.
James, yes. I liked your analogy here about the cage, that people are more, even though that you open up that door of freedom, they're more apt. I mean, can you imagine John here in Texas? He was in that matrix for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
There have been people that have been in this matrix and believed everything.
For years. It's time for you to make the shift. Everybody that has got credit card debt, unsecured credit card debt, school loans, charge cards, now is the time to consider getting rid of all of that. And what you need to do to learn about this, you can go back and listen to the November 1st broadcast we had with Brad Daly with CMS, and you can hear us talk to him about the process there. Or you may call 888-213-7655, and that will give you a 12-minute overview of what the process is, what it entails, and so forth. I will also, if you need to speak with me directly, you may call me at 877-331-0626. And always, always, always please leave an email address with your number as well. And for all of you that are a little bit new to this, because I'm starting to hear from younger people, a lot more students now. A parent referred their kid, and I heard from her, and that's a good sign. But all of you need to probably research this a little bit more. You want to check that movie, Maxed Out. You want to check out In Debt We Trust. You want to go back into the archives of this radio show where we've talked about how this whole thing works and how you can get this out of your life. Because here's the situation. If you don't do something, they're going to do something to you. And they've done it already. Only now, in the economy how it is now, they're tightening the screws tighter and tighter and tighter. And what that does to you physically, mentally, spiritually, and all that, when you're given an opportunity to exit, you need to seriously consider the possibility of the fact that your debt doesn't even exist. And I always say that in all the emails that I return, your alleged debt, because you really don't have one. So all that Samsonite baggage that you carry around in your head having to do with you owing, we can change that completely now. You can get rid of it. You can move forward. You can be free.
Freedom.
Freedom.
It's a dangerous thing. Freedom entails responsibility.
Absolutely.
Freedom is definitely decided by making the right choices.
Absolutely.
My question to you is, folks, have you decided? or do you want to stay comfortable in that unlocked cage that you find yourself in?
Staring out, right?
There you go. Afraid
Walk
to go out there.
Everybody. Afraid of the cage.
Yeah, afraid to go out there and experience real things in the real world.
That's right.
You want to be protected? You want to be lied to some more? Stay in your cage. I just hope they feed you, and I hope they spray you down every once in a while. Here you go.
Exactly.
All right, James. Thanks.
All right.
Hey,
all right,
stand by. I'm going to call you right after the show.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
See you tomorrow, folks.